PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com. I'm very glad to be joined today by Linda Rosenberg. She is the president and CEO of the National Council. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today on the podcast. Linda, let's start first by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and the National Council for any of our listeners out there who aren't familiar with your organization.
The National Council is an association of over 1,600 organizations that provide mental health and addiction treatment in communities across this country. We represent those organizations here in Washington, D.C., and we provide information and education to those organizations, and we make sure that Congress and the administration know about the needs of people who are suffering with mental illnesses and addictions.
And Linda, your latest press release is discussing how the current economic situation can affect people's mental health. So tell us about the stress and anxiety that more and more people in this country are experiencing.
Well, because we're an association of organizations that treat people in communities across the country, what we're hearing from our organizational members is that there is an increased demand for mental health services and addiction services. And some of that increased demand, we think, can be attributed to the economic crisis that this country is in. Living with the stress of both facing perhaps a job loss, a loss of your home, or certainly worry about those two things. And on top of that, for people who are nearing retirement, worrying about the money they worked so hard to save and then invested in the stock market, and how will they be able to retire, and when they do, will they be able to support themselves? I think those are anxieties that are pervasive, that every household is grappling with right now throughout the United States, if not throughout the world, actually.
And what are some things that people can do to cope with the idea of a long-term economic downturn?
Well, one of the things is people generally are very resilient, and in some ways, the longer the downturn goes on, the more people can adjust to it, except for the people that are experiencing some immediate crisis around the downturn. And we know that more and more people are facing those kinds of crises as we have increased unemployment, and increased unemployment, of course, leads to inability to pay one's rent or one's mortgage. And that's when the trouble really hits families. And, you know, what we see is it affects not only the person who's lost their job, and we know it's really hitting men even harder than women. Men tend to get paid better, are the major breadwinners in many families, not all, but many, and they're losing their jobs at an even faster rate. And so we see problems for the people who have lost their jobs. It affects their entire family, their relationships with spouses and relatives, and it affects children who are in households that are experiencing tremendous stress. So first of all, I think we have to realize this is something that involves the entire family. But at the same time, family is our major source of support. And it's trite to say count your blessings, but in many ways it's very important in difficult times to look around you and to focus on the positive aspects of your life. Your loved ones, your family, your friends, they're there for you. There are good things in your life, even though you may temporarily be experiencing a loss of a job. But all in all, your life is still a good one. So I think that's part of it. And to be able to talk to those family and friends and get support from them. I think also at the same time, sometimes what happens when you lose a job is your whole kind of life cycle goes off kilter. You wind up staying up later, going to bed too late, not eating right. It's very important when you're under stress anyway to keep a healthy lifestyle if you can. To go out, take that walk, to eat three meals a day, not eat too much junk food, not to stay up into the middle of the night. Try to keep as normal a routine as you can, because physical and mental health are totally connected. And so good physical health has a good effect on your mental health, and it's important to remember that. I think the other thing is, if you think you are in danger of losing your job, and if you have already lost a job, what are you doing? What's your plan? I think the more you can plan, the more you can make a list, who are you going to contact, who are you going to network with, those kinds of making lists, having plans, make us feel in control. And when you're in control, your level of stress goes down, in fact. Even if it means doing lots of things and feeling somewhat overwhelmed, that's a better way to feel than to have no plan and to have no direction. I think the other thing is the big picture. We may be in a downturn, and the downturn may even last for several years, but it is cyclical and things will get better. Put it in perspective. And I think lastly is while you're looking for work or thinking about what you're going to do next, volunteering is a very good thing to do. It makes you feel useful, it helps others, and it creates networking opportunities that really can turn into job possibilities. So I think those are just few of the things that you can do in an economic downturn, and particularly when the downturn is directly affecting you.
And when, in your opinion, do you think that people should seek some sort of professional help if they're feeling anxiety or depression?
I think, again, we're all feeling some degree of anxiety. Is our company going to stay whole? Is the stock market going to continue to fall and I'm never going to be able to retire? Those are pervasive. But when your difficulties get to the point where you can't sleep, you're not eating or you're eating way too much, when it's affecting your family, your kid isn't doing well in school because there's fights at home, you need to think about, should I get some help? And so it's really a matter of a degree of despair, of anguish, of anxiety, of upset. Some degree of all of that is normal, but when it gets to interfere with your everyday functioning, that's really a signal that some professional help would be wise.
And Linda, tell us about some of the sorts of treatments that folks might receive.
I think people will receive everything from what's called cognitive therapy, which means talking with a professional who can help you rethink, refocus, reframe some of your anxieties into the ability to take constructive action. You may also, if things are extreme, get some medication that will help with depression and anxiety. It may be a combination of those two things, some talking therapy and some medication. Or you may also be referred to a group, a place where other people going through the same thing you're going through kind of help each other through difficult times. So some kind of a support group or support network.
And Linda, lastly, can you give us some contact information for the National Council? Tell us about the Find a Provider feature on your site.
Please, we'd love you to come to our website, www.thenationalcouncil.org. And on our website, we have a Find a Provider. So if you do think you need professional help, want to know who's in your community, you know you can feel free to come to the site and look for some names in your own hometown.
All right, Linda, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today, and I thank you very much for coming on and giving us some tips on coping with the current economy and telling us about when people should look for some more serious help. And I wish you the best of luck in the future and hope to speak with you again very soon.
Thank you very much.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.